Let's go to the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue now to NPR's David Wellna, who is at the Capitol. David, what are congressional leaders saying about those meetings today?
Both Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Speaker John Boehner put out two-sentence statements. They were very similar in saying that they were working on a bipartisan basis to get to some kind of a solution. Speaker Boehner called it a bipartisan solution, and Senator McConnell, interestingly, called it new legislation. Now, this suggests that something new might be in the works, and the word is they may be looking for something that is a shorter term increase in the debt ceiling.
David, there's been talk about some kind of deal where Mitch McConnell, the Senate minority leader, Republican leader, is behind this idea that essentially Republicans would vote against a debt ceiling limit. The president would then veto it, and that would allow him to raise it. Does there seem to be support for that kind of idea, at least in the House?
No, in the House, there is definite opposition to that idea. There is support in the Senate on both sides of the aisle for that. But because that is a solution that does not have the corresponding spending cuts for every dollar that the debt ceiling is increased, many House Republicans say they would not vote for it. In fact, 87 of them have sent a letter to the top two Republican leaders in the House saying, do not support this and do not bring it to the floor.
David, there are some congressional Republicans who say they won't vote for a debt limit increase under any circumstances. Could you imagine a scenario where you've got a sort of a coalition of some House Republicans and House Democrats essentially putting this over the top?
Well, it would have to be something that would have something in it for both sides of the aisle. And that's really what they're looking for right now. There is a recognition that there has to be deficit reduction accompanying an increase in the debt ceiling, if only to prevent the ratings agencies from downgrading U.S. Treasuries. That's a real danger that people in both parties recognize is out there. And I think that there's a recognition now that they are dangerously close to the edge. In terms of trying to get something through the Senate, you need, if there's opposition to a piece of legislation, you need at least 120 hours of debate to get a single piece of legislation through. That really means that they have to have something on the floor of the House no later than Wednesday and get it to the Senate by Wednesday night if they're going to make the August 2nd deadline.
Wow. The clock is ticking. That's NPR's David Wellna from Capitol Hill. David, thank you.
You're welcome.